Good morning. It's cloudy, 38 degrees, staying mainly cloudy all day with a high of 52. I'm Maria Scapoletto with the 90.5 WESA News. Allegheny County residents are under a stay-at-home order this morning. Governor Tom Wolf issued the decision yesterday just as state and local authorities began enforcing a previous order directing all non-essential businesses to shutter their physical locations to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will do everything in its power to help businesses and workers during this catastrophe.
Wolf's stay-at-home order applies to Allegheny and six other counties hit hardest by the pandemic. Allegheny County is reporting 48 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Nearly three-quarters of union workers represented by the Allegheny-Fayette Central Labor Council are out of work right now. Council President Darren Kelly says the U.S. Congress must provide more money for unemployment benefits and that he supports Democrats' opposition to the current stimulus package stalled in the Senate.
This was a bailout bill for Wall Street once again. It's unacceptable, and we have to take care of the American workers first and foremost.
Senate leaders say they'll resume negotiations this morning and could announce an agreement as early as today. The Port Authority is scaling back service on 72 bus routes and three trolley lines effective tomorrow morning. Officials ordered the cuts after consulting with union leadership and area health care providers. Saturday and Sunday service will stay the same. And Pittsburgh Public Schools will remain closed until at least April 14th, according to an announcement from the district yesterday. The closure applies to Early Head Start, Pre-K, and other programs. Grab-and-go meals will be served through next week, and more information is available on the PPS website. Most child care centers in Pittsburgh are closed amid the coronavirus outbreak, and many of them are at risk of closing permanently. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider has more.
All centers outside of the home setting were ordered to close, but they can apply for waivers if they take care of the children of essential staff like medical care workers and first responders. Tiffany Semino is the education and youth manager for the office of Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto. She says she's concerned that some of those centers won't reopen because they operate on slim margins.
So, you know, I think that will be one of the biggest challenges is trying to connect those businesses either with small business loans or grants. And then still, you know, a lot of facilities are currently paying their staff, that there's going to be a real challenge when things do clear up and they are able to legally open again.
Semino said the city is already battling a child care shortage. Many centers have months, if not years-long wait lists for infants and toddlers. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.
And you can also find more news on the WESA mobile app. It's 6:07.